My brothers and sisters, a Merry Christmas to all of you. Don't you feel a little bad for Santa Claus tonight? Maybe we should pray that Santa Claus wear on his thermal heated long underwear. It'll be a little bit cold as he travels around tonight doing the great gift giving that we all certainly appreciate. And then we all contemplate tonight is, tonight I want to focus on gifts. Okay, my homily is going to focus on that. So let's build up to that today by sharing a little story about a married couple. Decided a few years ago to become foster parents. They figured that they were pretty good with kids, so how hard could it be? After all, most of the work was respite and short-term care. But one year they got a call at night, and specifically a day or night or two just before Christmas. Could they take a couple of young children? They assumed this would be fine, but as the two young children are dropped off, they learned the hard truth. Parents of these two kids were in jail. It was not certain what the kids had endured, and worst of all, there was no other family coming to take care of them. Kids were now in a home of strangers just days before Christmas with almost nothing to their name. A couple wasted no time and sprang into action. They bought and scrounged up extra clothes for the kids, ran out at the last minute and picked up some toys to wrap for the children, and threw in a little extra food for the Christmas dinner. Children ended up having a fantastic Christmas with great gifts and lots of attention. But there was a moment of sadness right at the end of Christmas when the little girl looked at the gifts and said, and I quote, "Do we have to give them back now, or can we keep them?" So let's focus a little bit tonight on gifts. Okay? I did a little research this week in preparation for this homily, and Time, a couple of years ago, ran a piece written by Kit Yarrell that chronicled some of the worst gifts given which the readers had submitted over time. The worst gifts given. Okay? I'm going to share four of them with you tonight. Number one. One woman shared that for years, her mother-in-law had bought the other daughter-in-law expensive makeup or perfume, and then she proceeded to give this daughter-in-law the free gift that came with it. Number two, another reader shared how she had received a waffle iron from her husband. That wouldn't be the worst gift ever, except for what was implied in the relationship. He thought, if we had a waffle iron, I could make waffles for him, she said. Which makes you wonder whether he really was trying to give her a gift or whether he wanted to give himself a gift. Number three, another reader shared how they were given a manila folder for Christmas. Yes, just one manila file folder, nothing in it, nothing more. Number four, though, that one was actually generous compared to the one reader whose spouse always tells her things will be cheaper after Christmas sales. Then they actually never give them anything. They just say, "I owe you one." Okay, the worst, okay? Something, a manila folder. What would you do if Santa Claus gave you a manila folder tonight with nothing in it? Okay, doesn't that feel like coal? So with that in mind, let's take it to the opposite extreme. I'm going to share with you now the most popular toys from two periods of time. And with that, I'm going to tie them into my own story of my life. Okay, so the most popular toys, the first period I'm going to share, 2012 to 2016. These were the hardest toys to find. The hardest toy to find in 2012 was Wii U. 2013 was Big Hugs Elmo. 2014 was the Elsa doll. 2050 was BB-8 Star Wars toy droid. And 2016 was Hatchimals. Tying it to my life, Father, how many of these have you heard of? None. Never heard of any of them. And you may sit there and say, "What planet do you live on, Father? Where are you from?" I haven't heard of any of them. So let's move it back to my time. 1983, 1985, to when I was in school. Hardest to find toy in 1983 was Cabbage Patch Kids. 1984 was Transformers. Toy trucks and cars that could transform into robots. And in 1985 was a talking animal toy named Teddy Ruxpin. Now the question you may ask yourself on this one is, Father, have you heard of any of them? Yes, all of them. The other question is, Father, how many did you get for Christmas? Not a single one. So don't blame any shortage on me, okay? Don't blame it on me. But I hope it gets your minds thinking a little bit today about gifts, because I want to move it now from gifts to the heart of the giver. I'm going to give us a challenge tonight, okay? Let's look at the heart of the giver. And maybe as we grow older, we have the ability more and more to look into the heart of a giver. Because take the example of parents. If I went around and asked you, parents, what are some of the greatest gifts you've been given over time? I bet you most of you would say it has nothing to do with money. Nothing to do with money. Here are some examples I'll give you. It may be a photograph, a drawing, a book, a poem, or some other small trinket that was given to them by someone special. If I asked you about them, you'd say this about them. You'd say these gifts cannot be replaced. And guess what? They're also something that money can't buy. And so as I look around this church tonight, I look at all of you tonight, and you know what? We're all givers tonight. Yes, we all come to receive Jesus, but we're also giver. So what I'm going to do for you tonight, I'm going to give you something that we can all do to anyone, anytime, any place, we can all give it, no expense. Are you ready for it? Here it is. To my enemies, this Christmas, I'm going to give tolerance. To those who have wronged me, forgiveness. To the rejected, kindness. To my friends, love. To those in need, charity. To my spouse, faithful affection. To my children, a godly example. And to myself, respect. We can all do that. Do that, and we live the heart of the Christmas story. You know, tonight I just want to close by sharing this. I couldn't help but think about the question that little girl asked on Christmas. Question was this: do we have to give these gifts back now, or can we keep them? My question for you with that, it leads to another question, is this: what is the greatest gift you've ever been given? The greatest gift. I hope you all say the same: Jesus Christ. Because you know, with Jesus Christ, you could look that little girl in the eye and you could say, you know something? With Jesus Christ, no one can take him from you. No one, nowhere, and at no time. And you know one last thing? When I shared with you all of those gifts, and I did this for a reason, I wanted you to hear something tonight, and it was this. Are you ready? They were all one-hit wonders. One-hit wonders. The next year, they weren't good enough. We wanted something more. Well, brothers and sisters, guess what? When it comes to the story of Jesus Christ, he is the gift that just keeps giving. He gives and he gives and he gives. And it's the gift that every Christmas we come to receive. And my challenge for us is what we receive, we go and we give. Okay? That's the challenge. And that is the heart of the Christmas spirit. Okay, so brothers and sisters, truly a Merry Christmas to all of you. It's great to have so many people here. It really is. But maybe after all these days of being snowed in, we needed a reason to get out, and there's no better than the Christmas story. So Merry Christmas to all of you. Remember, go forth now and give the spirit of Jesus Christ.